You are going to listen to an interview about different qualities of wine. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer A, B, C or D for each question 1 to 6. Put a cross in the correct box on the answer sheet. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
It's New Year's Eve, and we're ready here to bring out the champagne. You might be waiting a little longer before popping the cork. Maybe you're still thinking about whether you want to toast with the cheap stuff, nothing wrong with that, or with something finer. NPR's Allison Aubrey joined us to explain the difference. Oh, that's a nice...
Yeah, the drama of the pop, right?
I mean, I love that sound. That alone makes me feel like we're celebrating something.
That's right.
But talk to me about what's inside the bottle. I'm always curious when I'm at a party or something like that.
Well, you know, a big part of the splash is the effervescence, the bubbles. They kind of tickle your nose and sting your throat. And as those little bubbles surface to the top, they're actually doing something really important.
So this is some kind of hint of whether we're drinking the good stuff or something cheap. It's all about the bubbles.
Yeah, well, the bubbles can be a really good clue. This is actually a nice bottle of sparkling here. And what I want you to do is to look into the glass, look into the flute, if you will.
Okay.
And you can see the steady stream of bubbles rising to the top, right? Well, this is good. The bubbles are actually transferring all of the aroma from the glass up to your nose, sort of heightening the sensory experience of it all. Now, with the good stuff, with fine bubbly, these bubbles will last and last down to your very last sip. But in sharp contrast, if it's cheap bubbly, then the bubbles tend to stream out of the glass very quickly. 1 minute they're here, the next minute they're gone.
Okay, well, you were very nice to have brought a good bottle here. I'm seeing the bubbles still streaming. Why does that mean that this is a fine champagne?
Well, it has to do with the technique, how the bubbly's made. I really wanted to understand this, so I visited a vineyard in New York State in the Finger Lakes region. It's called Chateau Frank, part of Constantine Frank. And I was given a tour there by the third-generation winemaker, Fred Frank.
What we're looking at right here are thousands and thousands of bottles of sparkling wine that have been aging on the yeast. So the French call this en tirage.
He held one bottle up. It was a 2006 vintage. He held it up to the light. I see little bits floating around in there.
Those are the yeast. Those little bits or the cloudiness are the yeast cells.
And they actually help explain how Frank coaxes so many of these wonderful tiny bubbles out of his sparkling wines. You see, inside each of these bottles, Frank is deliberately capturing all of the bubble-producing carbon dioxide that's made naturally in the bottle during fermentation.
We bottle these wines with sugar and yeast added and put this crown cap on, so each bottle becomes its own fermentation vessel.
Now, this is completely different from cheap bubblies. They're fermented in huge vats really quickly, and sometimes the carbon dioxide gas is just injected in like a carbonated soft drink or a seltzer water. And so by comparison, the traditional champagne method that Frank uses is time-consuming and labor-intensive, but he says it's worth it.
The benefit of this method is higher quality sparkling wine.
Now, there's lots of romance with champagne, right? The bubbles have been likened to pearls, and it's been said drinking champagne is like drinking the stars.
Tiny bubbles.
Does this sound familiar?
Love it.
But I have to tell you, David, It is not all celebration. There's a bit of an international dispute brewing here over
champagne.
Allison,
you bring champagne, you bring music. This is wonderful. But international dispute, what's going on?
Well, you see on the label of the Chateau Frank Bubbly I've brought here, which I mentioned was produced in New York State, what do you see that it says here in the bottom left-hand side of the label?
All right, I'll take a look. Bottom left-hand side. It says Méthode Champenoise, if that's my French accent, or maybe it's not a good one.
Méthode Champenoise. It actually means champagne method, right? It's made in the champagne method. And this kind of tells consumers in the know, hey, this bottle of bubbly is worth a little higher price because of the technique used to produce it. But here's the issue. The French do not want to share this term champagne.
It is New Year's Eve, and we're ready here to bring out the champagne. You might be waiting a little longer before popping the cork. Maybe you're still thinking about whether you want to toast with the cheap stuff, nothing wrong with that, or with something finer. NPR's Allison Aubrey joined us to explain the difference. Oh, that's a nice...
Yeah, the drama of the pop, right?
I mean, I love that sound. That alone makes me feel like we're celebrating something.
That's right.
But talk to me about what's inside the bottle. I'm always curious when I'm at a party or something like that.
Well, you know, a big part of the splash is the effervescence, the bubbles. They kind of tickle your nose and sting your throat. And as those little bubbles surface to the top, they're actually doing something really important.
So this is some kind of hint of whether we're drinking the good stuff or something cheap. It's all about the bubbles.
Yeah, well, the bubbles can be a really good clue. This is actually a nice bottle of sparkling here. And what I want you to do is to look into the glass, look into the flute, if you will.
Okay.
And you can see the steady stream of bubbles rising to the top, right? Well, this is good. The bubbles are actually transferring all of the aroma from the glass up to your nose, sort of heightening the sensory experience of it all. Now, with the good stuff, with fine bubbly, these bubbles will last and last down to your very last sip. But in sharp contrast, if it's cheap bubbly, then the bubbles tend to stream out of the glass very quickly. 1 minute they're here, the next minute they're gone.
Okay, well, you were very nice to have brought a good bottle here. I'm seeing the bubbles still streaming. Why does that mean that this is a fine champagne?
Well, it has to do with the technique, how the bubbly's made. I really wanted to understand this, so I visited a vineyard in New York State in the Finger Lakes region. It's called Chateau Frank, part of Constantine Frank. And I was given a tour there by the third generation winemaker, Fred Frank.
What we're looking at right here are thousands and thousands of bottles of sparkling wine that have been aging on the yeast. So the French call this en tirage.
He held one bottle up. It was a 2006 vintage. He held it up to the light. I see little bits floating around in there.
Right.
What exactly
those
are
the yeast. Those little bits or the cloudiness are the yeast cells.
And they actually help explain how Frank coaxes so many of these wonderful tiny bubbles out of his sparkling wines. You see, inside each of these bottles, Frank is deliberately capturing all of the bubble-producing carbon dioxide that's made naturally in the bottle during fermentation.
We bottle these wines with sugar and yeast added and put this crown cap on, so each bottle becomes its own fermentation vessel.
Now, this is completely different from cheap bubblies. They're fermented in huge vats really quickly, and sometimes the carbon dioxide gas is just injected in like a carbonated soft drink or a seltzer water. And so by comparison, the traditional champagne method that Frank uses is time-consuming and labor-intensive, but he says it's worth it.
The benefit of this method is higher quality sparkling wine.
Now, there's lots of romance with champagne, right? The bubbles have been likened to pearls, and it's been said drinking champagne is like drinking the stars.
Tiny bubbles.
This is so familiar.
Love it.
But I have to tell you, David, it is not all celebration. There's a bit of an international dispute brewing here over champagne.
Allison, you bring champagne, you bring music. This is wonderful. But international dispute, what's going on?
Well, you see on the label of the Chateau Frank Bubbly I've brought here, which I mentioned was produced in New York State, what do you see that it says here in the bottom left-hand side of the label?
All right, I'll take a look. Bottom left-hand side. It says Méthode Champenoise, if that's my French accent, or maybe it's not a good one.
Méthode Champenoise. It actually means champagne method, right? It's made in the champagne method. And this kind of tells consumers in the know, hey, this bottle of bubbly is worth a little higher price because of the technique used to produce it. But here's the issue. The French do not want to share this term champagne.